you can go through the right leg into the space, and that's where we're going now. Then we come into a chamber that is equivalent to the calf, and immediately we begin to feel this thing that actually we're in a space where kinesthesia absolutely pumps in, and we're using our oral capabilities, in other words our ears like a bat, to sense the volumes. And immediately the issue that was basically about the definition of a mass by a skin is replaced by something to do with light and the relationship of light to space. And here, for example, we're faced by a black wall that we read as a wall, but it isn't a wall at all. This is actually a chamber, and it's quite a deep chamber, and it goes back quite a long way, but you wouldn't necessarily know it was here until you came to explore it. It's about 3 meters square and about 2 meters 60 high. And from here, you can observe the movement of the world coming and going through space. The whole idea of this work is how indeed light and space cohere, and the degree to which you are invited to use your body as a sensing mechanism.
This is a phenomenal space. It's incredible because you see exactly what you've just explained, the light and shadow and the sort of gradations. I mean, when we were coming for the first time, I wondered, you've almost conceived it from the inside out.
Yeah, we did. I mean, I suppose we just did a lot of deconstructions of the body poses that we'd been working with, and this became... I went off to an animatronics firm in Hertfordshire with a box that was the same size as the room's relationship to my body, and played around inside it until we felt that we had a pose that made best use of what the room afforded. I think that the gratifying thing from my point of view is just the way in which these rooms become instruments for the judging of perception itself. This is like being in a Rothko or a Hamershoy, except that it's inhabited. And these subtle modulations of light and dark and volume, I think, encourage a certain form of reflexivity, contemplation, not only of your own experience, but also of, as it were, the collective experience of others. So sitting here last night, what I was aware of was that this was a complete objective correlative of kind of Plato's cave, except that you weren't seeing shadows, you were seeing real bodies turned into silhouettes that were moving through this, well, series of subtly illuminated chambers. And watching this too, the way in which walls become apertures, the way in which surfaces hold and reflect light.
This is less obviously about yourself, but in a way it's an abstraction of all your ideas about the body.
Yeah, I think that I've always been interested in the body as a space, and now I think I've made it into something that is experienceable. I mean, collectively, an invitation to a kind of both subjective narrative, but it is open. I love the fact that it can be so many things, and everybody's journey through it, depending on who else is here or what their mood is, it's going to be different. And so while the thing is very absolute, the level of subjective engagement with it is complete. And I think there were degrees, I mean, you know, it completely, the opposite, it's not absolute, it's very, very, very open. And it is genuinely a resonator, or a kind of a palimpsest, you could say, of experience. You know, people were saying that yesterday, oh, I've been in three times, every time it was different, but it became more comfortable. That was mainly the thing, that the first time was about overcoming fear, and then slowly getting used to this darkness and indeed the spaces that were indicated in the darkness. I mean, I think what we're hearing there is the assimilation of the uncanny, and then a feeling that actually this is rather wonderful, not dissimilar to sitting on a cliff and watching the horizon, or I suppose being exposed to the vastness of the night sky or whatever. This may be an internal equivalent. You know, this is a den, a cave, a womb that I think gives a vast range of different opportunities for projection of emotion, but also, I think, consolation. Somebody said to me, oh, this is very dark. I think it is dark, but it's not a dark of terminations. This is a dark of imaginations.